This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military has begun withdrawing troops from a militant stronghold in the occupied West Bank. The move winds down an intense two-day operation that killed at least 13 Palestinians, drove thousands of people from their homes, and left a wide swath of damage in its wake. The development came hours after a Hamas militant rammed his car into a Tel Aviv bus stop and began stabbing people, wounding 8 people before he was shot to death. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg confirmed Tuesday that he will extend his term for another year as the West seeks to maintain unity amid Russia's aggression against Ukraine ahead of next week's annual NATO summit. Henry Ridgewell reports.
NATO allies will also try to agree on a new investment pledge to spend at least 2% of their annual gross domestic product on defense, amid concerns some members are failing to meet the target. Meanwhile, Sweden's application to join NATO, submitted jointly with Finland in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, continues to be blocked by Turkey, which accuses Stockholm of harboring what Ankara sees as Kurdish terrorists. Allies are hoping for a breakthrough at the summit. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
U.S. President Joe Biden repeated his call for Congress to take action on gun control legislation during a speech to educators on Tuesday. Biden addressed the National Education Association as part of his activities to mark Independence Day. During his speech, he recognized that educators are on the front lines of gun violence.
Congress needs to step up, pass common sense gun safety laws to protect our kids and educators.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan will begin pumping Fukushima water into the ocean with a plan to release a million tons of treated radioactive water, Reuters correspondent Rosanna Philpott explains.
The water disposal will take decades to complete, with a rolling, filtering and dilution process alongside the planned decommissioning of the plant. Fishing unions in Fukushima, however, have urged the government not to release the water, arguing it would undo work to restore the damaged reputation of their fisheries. Protesters marched in Tokyo in May with banners reading, "Don't release contaminated water into the ocean." Neighboring countries have also expressed concern. China has been the most vocal, calling Japan's plan irresponsible, unpopular, and unilateral.
Reuters correspondent Rosanna Philpott. A UN official visiting Syria's Idlib on Tuesday urged a 12-month extension of a cross-border aid mechanism to the rebel-held quake-hit region just days before the current 6-month period expires. Quote, "There's no substitute in size and scope to the UN cross-border resolution if we want to meet the needs of the most vulnerable people in northwest Syria," said David Cardin, the United Nations Deputy Regional Humanitarian Coordinator for the Syria crisis. The mechanism, which is renewed by a vote of the Security Council, allows vital UN assistance to reach people in rebel-held northwest Syria without navigating areas controlled by government forces. It was last renewed in January and is expected to expire on July 10th. Vietnam is banning the new movie Barbie, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Barbie was supposed to premiere in Vietnam July 21st.
Hi, Barbie!
Hi, Ken!
Barbie is supposed to be a comedic look at the perfect world of Barbie and Ken. But there is a scene in the movie with a map that shows disputed Chinese territorial claims in the South China Sea. China's nine-dash line is a tense subject for China and its neighbors. It extends Beijing's territorial claims far into waters that fall within areas claimed by Vietnam and other countries. In 2019, Vietnam ordered showings of Abominable canceled after moviegoers complained about a scene showing the nine-dash line. I'm Ed Donahue.
Eating superstar Joey Jaws Chestnut shook off a rain delay and gobbled his way to another win at the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Chestnut downed 62 francs and buns in 10 minutes for a double-digit victory over his nearest competitor, who ate 49. It was Chestnut's 16th win. In the women's division, defending champion Miki Sudo forced down 39.5 hot dogs and buns to claim her 9th title. I'm Joe Ramsey.